Sometimes they came out of the ears like steam and tried to escape, even when she used the glass knife. Hunting down a cloud of steam was a pain in the ass. This one seemed safely neutralized. "You should go wash up," she told him. He nodded slowly. The man stood up unsteadily and walked to the bathroom at the back of the cafe. She followed him. "I'm so sorry," she repeated, trying to remind herself to walk noisily, clumsily, like a human would. Her blades swung in a gentle, familiar rhythm at her hips. Through the door into a room with flickering fluorescent lights and dirty linoleum, the glaring afternoon sun pouring in through a window, a mirror reflecting their images back at them, a girl and a man, hunter and prey. Usually the ghosts resisted, and the trick was to keep them in the human body by magic and force. But this one seemed tired and ready to die. Eli wondered for a moment if she found that thought comforting, that she was helping him find peace, exorcising the demon, putting the body to rest. Then she shook her head. She was made to kill. She was created to derive pleasure in a job well done, and she was close to completing another assignment. She pulled out a different knife, cloudy, its colors shifting and changing between grays, blacks, and pearl-toned whites. The man's eyes widened. "What?" Eli drove it into his skull. It went through easily, and she rooted around inside for a few moments, trying to catch the sleeping ghost, trying to drag the magic out of its human shell. Nothing. Blood poured from the shattered skull, shimmering across her face like a red galaxy as she pressed deeper into his brain. The body collapsed on the floor in a heavy, meaty pile. Eli stepped back, heart racing. That wasn't supposed to happen. Once she knifed a ghost, its body transformed back into what it was made from, a dog bone or an old biscuit. This body remained stubbornly human. Eli heard footsteps outside the bathroom door, and she was standing in blood, in the blood of the man she had just murdered, a human.